What's going on, y'all? Welcome back to the Cold Seat Podcast, where the suits are cold and the takes are hot. We've got the final mock draft Monday of the 2024 NFL draft season coming at you guys today. We are recording on Saturday evening. Tech Baseball got canceled due to weather today, so we're just going to record it on. They'll record tomorrow, so we're going to record it on Saturday instead of Sunday for the sake of our own schedules. Don't think any changes really in the next, 24 hours? Probably going to record this on Saturday, Sunday night anyways, so...
Right.
22, 23 hours. I don't think much is going to change, to be honest. I kind of think we're set until the draft starts, but Brett and I were talking beforehand. I think you had said you're hoping for something to happen. You know, you thought maybe something happened the morning of the draft. And my response was, I think we're kind of done until the draft starts. The only way that I think we get something beforehand is if Minnesota gets to the, you know, they wake up that morning, Thursday morning of the 25th, and they're like, God, we gotta get up to, we have to go to four. Like, we can't risk the Giants taking a quarterback at six. We've got to get up and go. And even if they go to five, they can't go to five till the day of. And if Arizona's still willing to move out of the pick, they have to offer, and they end up offering the extra, the first round pick next year. That's really the only way I see that getting done. I think at this point, I think we're done, and I kind of think, and we'll get into this in a second, but I kind of think it's just going to be a draft day on the clock move. And frankly, like, maybe it's at eight. We'll have this conversation quickly. Maybe it's not at four and five. Maybe they're steadfast, like, hey, we're not giving up a first next year. And yeah. Monty and Joe will say, you know what? Okay. Austin Fort and Ortiz go, then we'll sit and we'll both take receivers who are wide receiver ones in the last 10 years. We'll take them. We'll sit there and take Malik and Neighbors, Marvin Malik, Harrison and Neighbors. We'll sit there and take them both. Like, right. Like that, cause those two teams need receivers really, really bad. Those GMs value the picks that they're getting in return. So we'll see. I'm curious to see if they end up going to four or five. I think it'll have to include a second or a third first round pick. Maybe they get an extra pick in return. But I mean, what about eight? Like, what if the Titans don't want to? Maybe the Titans do want to move out to 11. Maybe they'll go to seven because they think, you know what, we can add value to a team that needs a lot of work defensively, and we can still get a starting offense tackle at 11, which they've basically telegraphed is their pick, right? I mean, they've essentially said, yeah, we're taking an offensive lineman because they filled the receiver need. Yeah, they could take Bowers, but like, I don't know if they have to because they have Chig and they like Chig a lot. I can't say his last name for the life of me.
Like a Conquo?
Yeah, Conquo. Yeah, yeah. I didn't know if it was a Conquo or a Conquo, but either way, like, they have Chig who they like a lot. It wasn't great. I mean, he's young, he's improving, right? They like him. So I wonder, like, do they just move out of seven? So it's not what we're gonna do today, I don't think. I think we'll talk about it when we get to 4-5 and beyond. But where this is 100% predictive, 100% collaborative. So the easy picks we're trying to go quick on, try not to spend too much time rambling as I certainly like to do and Brett likes to do sometimes. I probably ramble a lot more than Brett does, as I'm doing right now. Bit of a monologue to open the pod today. But we got the Bears at one. This one's pretty easy. I'll let Brett turn the card in here officially since I've been rambling for the first few minutes. But this one's easy. I'm on board with Brett here with this pick.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be Caleb Williams. First time that we have done six mocks, and the first pick has been the same all six mocks. Granted, we've only done this for 2 years, but still.
We did some mocks 2 years ago.
A few, yeah, we did.
We didn't document them. We have to go. Right. I would have to go back and listen, but those were not the same picks because we had
Hutch, go we had
first
Walker
for most of them. But I think we had Walker go first in the last one because it was like, well, we have to. Like, it's... Maybe we may have had KT going first on one of them too. Like, we did some weird stuff in some of those. So, but yeah, this is the first one where, like you said, the same guy goes first overall in all six mocks.
Yeah, no, I mean, it seems obvious. He's minus like 25,000 to go first. So,
are they still taking bets on him to go one? I figured the sports books would have just closed. They would have just closed the eye. I figure they just closed the odds by now, or some of them might have.
Still open for now, but I think, yeah, Caleb at one seems like a lock for a while, and I don't know what I would do if it wasn't the pick on draft night.
I'll tell you what the Commanders would do. They'd be jumping. The Commanders, remember when the Pelicans won the lottery to get, then they were going to get Zion? You remember the war room video? It was like ever, literally, there was probably like 50 people in that room and they were freaking out. That's what it would look like in Washington's draft room.
Yeah. No, I think
it'd be the easiest second overall pick.
It'd be
ever.
Crazy. Yeah. But as we move on to second overall here with the Commanders, they had a joint QB visit a few days ago.
Topgolf. Topgolf in Ashburn.
Drake May is a great golfer, so I'm sure he put on a show. But apparently Jaden Daniels and his camp didn't love the whole joint visit idea. I don't know if that's what the team was trying to do that, to see who, you know, works well with others, but definitely a notable piece from that visit. I don't know if that would deter them from taking him at two, but he seems like the favorite at two. You know, out of the past week or so, it's kind of seems like he's going to go to the Commanders.
Jaden?
Yeah.
I think it's going to be Drake.
You do?
Mm-hmm. I do. I think... I really do think it's going to be Drake. I think... what I've heard the last week, it's changed, right? The pulse has certainly changed in the last, probably call it 10 days. Today's Saturday, the 20th. Cody Bellinger's favorite day of the year, 420. No, I think the pulse has changed in about the last 10 days. I think you're right. It certainly feels like the odd shifted to in Drake May's favor. I thought it would be Jaden for the last couple of weeks until probably last weekend. I kind of felt like it was going to shift a little bit after our last mock. I think it's going to be Drake. I think the thing with Washington is, could they compete and make a playoff spot this year? Yes. Does Drake May versus Jaden, like, if we're drafting a quarterback of the future for a team that has no defense built right now, they have no pieces. They traded all. They've got Jonathan Allen and De'Ron Payne. Outside of that, it's pretty bleak. Are we drafting a guy because we think Jaden's the better pro tomorrow? Which he, and Jaden might be the better pro in week one, right? Like, plays more mistake-free football. He's got a lot more of the Justin Herbert mindset than the Josh Allen mindset, which I think you can kind of compare. Of Justin Herbert's very risk averse. Obviously, he still makes some ridiculous throws that Jaden can't make and won't make. But we talk about Josh Allen, it's like he's very much has got the same mentality, him and Drake. So that said, I think, how do you watch the tape and not go, yeah, we're taking Drake May at two?
I don't know. I would take Drake at two.
Right.
I just like I've been with Jaden going two since day one, and I just, it seems like to me, I think it's gonna happen. So.
This is probably the only pick, the only high pick we're going to be split on.
Yeah.
Because the next pick will be just whoever doesn't go here, because the Pats are taking a quarterback at three. That was kind of confirmed today, which I kind of thought the whole time they were just going to, because A, the quarterback situation doesn't look good next year, and you can't project 2 years out usually, especially when almost no freshmen played last year. So,
three out of the four mocks we've done at two, we've had Drake go at two.
Four of them?
Three out of the four first rounders.
Okay. Are you know the Commanders more than I do? Are you hard set on them taking Jaden?
From what I've heard, I mean, they still like love Drake, and I don't know if they're necessarily decided, but I just am slightly leaning Jaden.
Okay. Has that changed in the last week? Have you leaned more? Have you leaned more towards Drake in the last week? That's all I want to know. Because if you have, I would argue we should take Drake here. Because if you started leaning, and you've been firm set on, you've been firm on Jaden going too since 6 weeks ago, 5 weeks ago. But if you started leaning, it begs the question. But if you still think it's firm, do you still think it's gonna be Jaden? We can take Jaden here.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, it should be Drake, but I just, for some reason, I think it's going to be Jaden.
Let's go Jaden then. Go Jaden at two. That's easy. The next one's going to be Drake May at three. Pats basically kind of confirmed today. Report came out. Was it Field? Or who was it at ESPN? Was it Field Yates?
I think so.
Basically said that that the Pats were gonna, they didn't like any of the offers they were getting to go to three, to move out of three, and they are just gonna end up taking a quarterback. So I'm gonna go, we're just gonna Drake May here. I think it's the right thing. I do think it's also for this team, I would rather they get Drake than Jaden, because I think Drake, as much as I love him, he's the seventh player on my board, I believe. Let's pull it up real quick. Yes, he's the seventh player on both of our boards. As much as I love Drake, he does have some learning and maturing to do just as a football player. And that's a lot of guys that come into the league. So
right.
I would rather see Drake there and just maybe he sits for literally 6 weeks, 7 weeks. They have time to grow with Drake. Whereas opposed to Jaden, I don't know how much growing he has to do. Like, I think Jaden is a lot closer to his ceiling, realistic ceiling, I should say, than Drake is. I also understand why, like, people could think Jaden has a higher ceiling. Because if you look at him and you go, and we had this text conversation the other day, like, because people on Twitter were pissed because there was an AFC executive who said that Jaden was a better prospect than Lamar coming out. Well, they're absolutely right. Lamar wasn't taken in the top 10.
Yeah.
It's not like this was 20 years ago. This was what? 6 years ago? Quarterback evaluation has not changed that much over the last 6 years. NFL offenses right. really haven't, if anything, not that we're moving back in time, but like we're trending more towards a power gap scheme heavy as opposed to zone scheme, which was the rage, was fully becoming the rage in 2017, 2018. Now we're kind of shifting back towards gap power scheme. Because the NFL is going to counterpunch. If you think Jaden Daniels has a ceiling to be what Lamar Jackson's been, which I don't think it's not a realistic ceiling, but if you think that, given the athleticism and the ability to put touch on the ball, which Lamar developed in his first 2 years in the league, I mean, I said this to you, like I think Jaden is just what Lamar would have been had he stayed at Louisville two more years. And Lamar's probably a better prospect than Jaden if he stays two more years because he does more. He does a bunch of. Whether it's all Ravens or zero Ravens, obviously, again, we're somewhere in the middle. But Lamar did a lot of physical and between the ears development playing quarterback, which, I mean, naturally, he was 20 years old when he got drafted or just turned 21. Like, you do a lot of development in 2 years, especially from that age. It's not unreasonable for me to say that he'd be about the same level prospect, maybe a little bit greater, had he stayed at Louisville two more years or transferred to a bigger and better offense, a better school. Which, granted, he had Louisville at a great place, but maybe he transfers to a Notre Dame or an LSU or an Ohio State, right?
Yeah.
So I think if that portion, I can talk about something Jaden going two, and then Drake going three here, which is easy.
Yeah, no, I think it makes a ton of sense. Like I said, it could be Jaden and then Drake, could be Drake and then Jaden. I wouldn't be shocked either way. But I think that's a big part of what's going to make this week's draft fun is, you know, obviously the draft starts at two to an extent. I feel like the top
really like starts seven at four, guys, because it'll just be one of the other right. two and three.
So like the really top seven four, guys yeah. right now, we either have the trade scenario or no trade scenario. And within that, you pretty much know who's going to go. So it's going to be fun to see who goes where though, for sure. You know, more so than some other years, because other years it's just like, who could they take? What position could they go with? So,
right.
Well,
we've got a lot of intrigue because now we're at four and this is where the intrigue really begins. Maybe not like, hey, who's going to go here? Like we know who's probably going to be the top five picks. Top five. There's six players that can go, seven players that can go in the top five. It's those three, Marv, Malik, and Joe Alt, and J.J. McCarthy. In the top five, those seven guys. So we're here at two. We're here at four. I think the Cardinals are going to stand pat and pick Marv. I think they're just going to sit here and take him. That's what I think. I don't think Monty's gotten an offer he likes. Here's the thing. They already have 27. They've got plenty of capital. And at what point do you just make your picks? And I think that's where they're at. Because I don't think Minnesota's, again, I don't think they've offered the extra first round pick. That's what it's going to take, I think, to get to either four or five. So, I'll let you give your thoughts on what they're going to do here. And then we can kind of make the pick. As if, like, if they're going to sit, it's going to be Marv.
Right. I don't think they're going to be the team to trade down with Minnesota. I know, you know, New England's gotten offers, obviously Arizona and LA, but I don't think Arizona, like you said, I don't think they love what they've been offered. I don't think New York's going to move down. I know some people said they might, but I don't think they're going to. Tennessee could. I know they've been talking about moving down. And then obviously Atlanta, with having some different needs than other teams around them, they're a move down candidate. So there's so many options for teams to move down. I just don't think Arizona is going to be the team to do it with Minnesota, presumably. So I think we stick and pick here and presumably Marv. Take Marv. Yeah.
And that brings us to five. Do you think? So I have two thoughts here. I don't think they're taking a tackle. I think a lot of this tackle stuff. Let me just put a scenario out there. And people want to say, oh, so just so we're clear, like Jim Harbaugh he's not making the pick. Joe Ortiz is making the pick. That was made clear. To me, it was clear from day one. It was made clear this past on Thursday when Joe Ortiz had his pre-draft presser. He's like, listen, this is a Batman and Robin. It's a collaborative effort. Like, obviously, it's like every other front office. It's a collaborative effort. But, like, just because Jim Harbaugh wants to be physical, run the ball, like, doesn't mean they're going to take it. Just because if Jim's the only guy in the building who wants him to take Joe Walt, they're not taking him. That's not how it's going to work. It's a collaborative effort. Ultimately, Joe puts the board together, certainly for the first round. Joe stacks the players, and Joe turns the pick in. So this notion that this high-quality GM candidate from an organization that prides himself on best player available took Kyle Hamilton at 14 when they signed an $80 million contract to gave an $80 million contract to a safety and had two starters on the roster next to him. And they still took Kyle Hamilton at 14. Talking about not needing a guy, but you took him because he was the best player on the board by far.
Yeah.
So, again, I think it's Malik Nabers, who you think they're going to like more than Marv, which I can see, because I think he better fits the offense. The personnel they have, the skills that he has, he better fits the offense. I think you're right. He better fits Greg Roman's offense than Marv does. I think you're right. The question is, do you think they'd move down here? Because it's a two-part question. Not two-part, but it's a two-pick question. If Minnesota doesn't get up here, do they lose out on J.J. McCarthy?
I don't think so. I think if New York sticks at picks, and that's what you're alluding to, is that if they stay there, they would be the team to take him.
Right.
I don't think so, because I think New York's picking top 10 next year, and top 10 is going to probably get you a top two, probably three quarterback. And I know, you know, teams have mixed feelings about next year's quarterback class, but I don't see how New York uses that pick on a QB.
So my next question. Is there another team that gets up ahead of them? So I guess what I'm saying is if they don't go to five, because this has to be a part of the question. Like, if they don't go to five, would they take Penix at 11? Because that he's going in the first round.
Yep. Yeah.
My other question becomes like, hey, maybe Minnesota, and I was pretty firm, like, hey, they're not having their name called twice on the draft day. With this Penix thing, because I think Penix is going in the first round. I'm pretty convinced of that now. He wasn't just included on that visit for no reason. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
he's done the whole tour, and Bo Nix hasn't. And everywhere Drake, Jaden, and JJ have gone, Mike has gone too. So my question becomes, is Minnesota, did they get that extra first round pick so they can take a quarterback at 11 and still get a player to improve the team now? Or Did they get 23 to take Mike, or give them the flexibility to go from 23 to, like, I don't know, 16 and take Mike?
Right.
I don't think that's the case. I think they're just taking a quarterback at either of those picks if they don't move. Because if they stick at 11 and they don't pick a quarterback, they don't have the capital to go get up and get some. Like, they don't have the capital to go from 23 up. They're probably not given. I mean, unless they want to trade the one next year. Which I guess they could. Like, they don't have a two next year. They don't have another pick till 108 this year.
Right.
So I know we're kind of playing all the scenarios here, but because this is a predictive 100%, this is our final mock, I want to try and get it right. And I want to play everything out here, because we're gonna go faster through the next 30, you know, ish picks. We're gonna go a lot faster. I want to get this route and nail this.
Yeah, I do too. I mean, we want to be as accurate as possible for y'all, and
I think
it'll
be thorough. It'll be thorough.
Yeah. I don't think the Chargers move down with a divisional opponent, but at the same time, like, if that offer is good enough. I know, like, Vegas has offered multiple teams to move up. I don't know what those teams are, but it just seems like Jortiz in the front office first year, you're going to want to have as many swings at the bat as possible,
right,
to make sure you hit on at least a couple guys, because the Ravens, you know, they always try to hit on at least three every year, and they normally do, if not more. But I think for Joe to be able to branch off on his own and also maintain some of that same philosophy, I think he's going to want more picks. So I think if one of those AFC West teams, being the Broncos at 12 or the Raiders at 13, blows him away, then he wouldn't be opposed to moving down with them, even if it's within the division.
Broncos have to include Patrick Surtain in a deal.
Right. Yeah, the Broncos don't simply have draft capital.
They don't have no, they have to move an elite player. So yep. It's like, hey, it's either Garrett Bowles, which, I mean, you're not trading your left tackle and then drafting a quarterback. So right. It's got to include PS2.
Right. And I don't think they do that.
Right. I don't really know if ownership greenlights that. I know Sean Payton probably doesn't care, but I don't think ownership greenlights giving up PS2 plus a one next year to get up with a divisional opponent. That's the thing. Because then you got to see PS2 twice a year. Yeah. He's the best corner in football. He is CB1. You can't do that. And I don't think the Raiders are gonna. I don't think they're gonna move up with the Chargers to get a quarterback. I don't see it. The only team I think that the Chargers will move down with is gonna be Minnesota, realistically. But if that's right. What we want to do, let's do it.
Yeah, no, I think Minnesota is definitely the front runner, obviously with the draft capital they have, and then from a realistic standpoint, I think Denver is probably least likely. I just wanted to throw it out there that it is an option. I don't think it's immediately off the table. But do you want to do Minnesota trading up to five?
I would prefer they sit and sit. What I would do is I would just sit here and take Malik. However, okay. I'm not. This isn't what I would do, mock.
Right.
And I think that the Vikings have a deal in place with the Chargers right now.
Yeah.
I think there's a handshake deal, or like a hey, if this is how it goes, we're calling you. So I just don't think Joe would move down for 11, 23, and a three next year. I think he wants the one, and he'll give up a third rounder next year to do it.
Yeah, I think so too. But it's up to you if you want to stick or trade.
If I was the GM, I'd just take Malik. He's that good. But I'm not the GM. I'm not the one making the pick. I don't want to put what I want ahead of what I think will happen. I don't think Joe Alt's going to pick here. I'll say this quickly because we're going to do this. We're going to do the trade. We're going to do 11, 23, and one next year for five and a third next year. That's what we're going to do. Because I think that's a little more realistic as opposed to them sitting and taking Malik. That's what I want to happen. I'm hoping right. It does.
Joe,
I'm
buying the jersey. Joe would do that over.
I agree with you. I think he would too. That said, if Joe Alt was the pick at five, that took Joe Alt at five over Malik and Rome, I'd be disappointed that they didn't get a receiver there, because those two guys are, I think, can't throw the G word around. They are wide receiver ones in a lot of different draft classes. However, I would still celebrate getting an elite upper echelon tackle prospect on par with Penei Sewell. I would still celebrate that. I would still be excited about that, about the player and like the player. Would I be disappointed that they didn't take a receiver? Yes. I would prefer they move down over taking Alt, but again, like, I'm not going to be mad at a Joe Alt pick, because they that's an immediate, like, hey, they are so much better tomorrow. They're so much better in week one, right? That said, doing the trade down, Minnesota's taking JJ McCarthy. Giants are on the clock at six. Neighbors?
Yeah, this is Neighbors.
Okay. Make it quick. Alt at seven?
Yeah, if they don't trade down, it's going to be Alt.
Do you think someone trades up here? I don't. If this is how it falls, quarterback's already gone.
I haven't heard enough to think anyone would.
I think they're just going to take Joe Alt here. If this is
unless
how it goes.
Unless Vegas or someone wanted to jump Denver, but probably not.
Who are you? I mean, Vegas can do that at 10 or 9.
Right.
Or they can try and do it at 11. I mean, shoot. if they want to. That's more to me. If there's gonna be an interdivision trade with the Chargers and the Raiders, it's at 11. If they want to jump Denver and get Penix, go for it. So right. I think we go Joe Alt here. The Neighbors pick at 6 was easy because they need a receiver. Malik Neighbors. Does Rome fit them better? Yes. But I just think they're going to – the NFL is a lot higher on Neighbors and Marv. Like, the NFL is a gap between those two and Rome, I think. So.
Yeah, I think – yeah, we'll roll with that.
Right, right.
What was
– Do you agree with that, though? Do you agree that the NFL probably has a place a higher value on those two than Rome?
I would think so. Collectively, okay. Yeah. And there might be a couple outliers, but I think collectively that's probably what you're looking at for in terms of, you know, what teams are valuing who. But okay. Real quick, what was the comp for the Chargers?
It was 5 and a third next year in exchange for 11, 23, and a 1 next year.
Okay. That's what I thought. I was just wanting to make sure. Yeah.
Yep.
So the Chargers get 3. Not like it'll matter for this mock, but.
No, right, right. It'll only, you know, it won't. But I think the Chargers ultimately walk out of there with three first round picks.
Right.
Which, I mean, shoot, I'm pumped about, man. I'm excited about that. So that said, we've got Falcons at 8. I'm gonna throw a question at you. If not, we're just gonna take a player here. I don't think anyone's moving up for a quarterback at 8.
No, I don't either.
And they could also just take a defender here. Do you think? But I want to ask you. Do you think Joe Ortiz would move up and get Rome, or no? I don't think he would. I would love it. I don't think he would. I think he would just sit in with his picks and.
I don't think so. Yeah.
Okay. So, do they take a defender here?
Probably. Yeah, I would go. Yeah, honestly, the closer we get, I don't think it's Dallas. Yeah, I think it'll be edge more likely than corner.
Agreed.
For Atlanta.
I think it'll be Dallas Turner. I think he's gone on a lot of top visits, and we've strayed from this. I've got him at, let me see, he's at 18 on my board, 17 on your board. I'm just not a huge fan of the edge class as a whole at the top, but I think the NFL likes Dallas Turner a lot and they love the traits, so I think he does end up being the first defender off the board. I think he does go to Atlanta here.
Yeah, I like it. That's what I would go with here. Yeah. Both our top edges, top defender off the board. I would say I wouldn't be shocked if they went with Law too. It'd be crazy, but
you think Law too is their guy?
I don't know if he's their guy. Like, I'm still rolling with Turner, but just putting it out there, I think.
Ooh, I did hear that. We're gonna switch that. I did hear that too. It is gonna be Latu. I got good intel that Latu is their guy. Until you brought that up, I totally forgot about that. I'm glad you did because we would have messed that up. You're right.
I know they fell in love with his production, his, you know, the technicalities of his game, and I would go with Turner. I mean, he's ranked higher for me, but I definitely think Latu's the wild card in this draft because of the variability that within his medicals that teams are going to have him ranked differently.
And I will. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I was just going to say that each team that he visited probably did their own physical on him as well. And I'm sure there was probably almost a consensus on, you know, him being pretty healthy and being able to do it this past year healthy. Sure helped his case a lot. So I definitely think there's a shot he goes at 8.
No, I think you're on that. I think you're right. I'll tell you why. The Rams did it with Puka Nacua last year. That's the easy example. But they've taken a lot of guys who have medical question marks, and they've just gone and said, you know, we're going to bet these healthier in the NFL. We're going to try and get them right, which maybe isn't always the smartest thing to do. But Zach Robinson coming from LA, coming from – you know, I mean, under Sean McVay, who is very hands-on with the draft. I would say one of the more hands-on coaches with the draft in the league. Him and Les Snead very much work in tandem. In a similar light to how I see Ortiz and Harbaugh working together, it's very much in tandem with the GM. Like, hey, this is what I think pretty strongly, but, like, you know, whatever. I do think that Latu will be their guy. I mean, I heard that as well. And I the person who told me that has been – right about nearly everything that they told me that was not Chargers related.
They got fed. I heard it.
Yeah.
I heard it from one person on Twitter that I wanted to like throw out there, but I didn't want to say it was too reliable just because it was one person.
Right.
I didn't want to like lock it down, but I do
it's,
think it
and it's
could
not
definitely
the same
happen.
Person. We have our sources right. Are different people. I'm not gonna name drop anybody. The guy that I know that a lot of the Chargers tips that he got were wrong. I honestly think people knew he covers the Chargers pretty regularly, and I almost like took him for a ride. That's not what happened. He's really well respected within the I don't say industry, but like within the space. He's well known by a lot of people. But I think he got fed. I don't want to say bad info on purpose, but just ended up being right. But everything else he's said has been money. So I think the Latu thing is true. Bears at 9. We think in Rome. I have no idea, dude. I have no idea what the Bears are gonna do. I have zero. They've done so much homework on Talisa Fuanga that they've done a lot of homework on him.
Yeah.
I think he could be their pick here. I'm not going to lie.
I do, too. I just don't know. There was a tweet that came out earlier today about kind of collectively how teams view certain players on the O-line based off what positions they could play. And I don't know if the Bears are going to value Fuanga as a right tackle or if they're going to value someone like a Fatanu. Or someone a little more versatile. So that's my only thing. But I do think they should go O-line over Rome.
The Bears surprise us every year. The Bears surprise us every year.
Like Darnell Wright at 10, it was like surprising when he was going to be like a mid-20s. So.
Right. And we knew that was going to be offensive line. A lot of people thought it would be defender.
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to go edge here because I think this – They've done a lot of homework on Fuanga, like a lot.
No, let's roll with it.
I mean, this is the pick that I wanted to get to because I really thought I'm bought in on this. Because dude, they're high on him, and I was talking to somebody the other day, and it was like, man, like the Bears, yeah, they could take Rome, but like they're probably better off taking Fuanga, and they can get a receiver in the second round because the Bears hold pick. They don't have a second round pick. Actually, they traded it regardless with their receiver room. They're probably better off getting a receiver. And that was the argument made to me. I was like, then I remember like the Bears sent a massive contingent to Oregon State, their pro day. And they spent a bunch of time with him at the Senior Bowl too. So I think Fuanga is the sleeper. This is the first like, oh my goodness, pick of the draft, I think. Because, like, Latu at 8, like, people have been talking about that a little bit for a couple weeks. And it's an edge player. Like, I think Fuanga at 9 is really what the first shakeup. Because, again, like, we can go Rome, and that's what everyone else's mock's going to have. But, like, the NFL draft never plays out that way. Ever. Ever plays out that way. So, I think Fuanga goes here.
Yeah.
The NFL likes
it. I like it a lot.
Or it could be Latham. Fuanga or Latham. The NFL loves J.C. Latham. I know that. Right. They love him.
Yeah.
Now I think the Bears like Fuanga better because he can play guard right away, and Latham's like he could play guard some maybe. I think Fuanga is the pick. Just wanted to get that out there about Latham.
Yeah, for sure. The NFL does really like Latham. I don't know what teams have him higher than others, but for the most part, teams are pretty high on him, more so than the media. So we're gonna go with Fuanga there to 9. I really like that pick. Getting to 10 here, try to speed it up a little bit. I mean, top 10 obviously matters a lot more for the sake of mock drafts than, from 10 to 32 for first round mocks. So going to keep it rolling here with the Jets. I think the Jets should go O-line. I know a lot of people are saying Bowers, and it would maybe make sense for 1 or 2 years while Aaron's there. But for the long term, you have two tackles that are old and that can't stay healthy as of late. So I don't see how you don't go O-line here.
I would take offensive line too, but I think they're taking Bowers. Joe Douglas and Robert Saleh know that like they're already rolling the dice on health with Aaron, and if they don't and if it doesn't pan out, they're both done. Why not just roll the dice with the tackles and just take a guard in the second or in the third round, and take your pass catcher here. I think that's the mindset. Like, hey, let's just get Aaron the best weapons we can get him now. We've got we signed Mike Williams. We've got Garrett Wilson. Let's get Brock Bowers to kind of attack the middle of the field, up the seams.
I get that point of view too. It's just tough because
it's not what either of us would do. But I think this is what's going to happen. I was told Bowers wasn't getting past 10. I don't think Bowers gets past 10 either. I just think that Aaron Rodgers is basically saying, like, guys, I want Brock Bowers. We can figure out the offensive line later. Sonic, get a guard. Because guess what? AVT can kick out the tackle if you need it. Their offensive line is set. They take a guy in the first round. It's like, great, he's going to be on the bench. That's the other thing I think that we both have been overlooking. It's like, yeah, they great. They get Troy Fatano or J.C. Latham, but like that guy's riding the bench to start the year. You're not doing that with a 10th overall pick. I think they're taking Bowers. Again, it's not. Again, I would prefer that they take a tackle. I 100%. Right. But because frankly, I think if they take Fatano, he's just probably better than John Simpson.
Guard.
I think he's better at right guard right away than left guard than John Simpson is. And guess what? If someone gets hurt, great. AVT, you're going to tackle. Troy, you're going here. John, you're going here. If Tyron gets hurt, Troy, you're going to right left tackle. That's not what's going to happen. It's going to be
Bowers. I think they're going to go with Bowers, but if someone gets hurt,
they're screwed.
100%. On the next year.
But they're rolling the dice anyways. Listen, if you're gonna bet $100 on Red 18, bet the house on Red 18. Don't dip your toe in the water. Go all in at that point, right? Like, you know what I mean? If you're gonna bet 75% of your chips on it, bet 100. I mean,
right?
You know what I mean? So I think they're going Bowers here.
Yeah, like I said when we kicked off this pick, I mean, it's Bowers or O-line. We said we would go O-line, but yeah, it for how they've gone about business, it makes more sense that they're going to go with Bowers, since they've done so much with their O-line this offseason, invested so much capital in it.
Right, right.
I just it kind of pointed the needle more towards Bowers with that, but I just don't think it ruled out O-line. So
no, it doesn't. What I think.
Yeah, we're gonna roll with Bowers there, and an easy pick at 11 here.
Rome.
Yeah, figured he's going to like a lot of the guys that are on the board at 8, so I don't see how he trades up from 11.
Right, right. That's kind of what I was going to say. It was like, I think of the guys who just went outside of Latu, Fuanga, Bowers, Rome, and then I'm going to be honest, if Rome would have gone at 9, this would have been Byron Murphy. Would have been Byron Murphy, and I mean, and you just nodded your head in agreement that we're both on that. It's gonna be Byron Murphy. If Rome goes at 9, which could have happened, this would have been Byron Murphy.
Yeah, I watched the Chargers presser when it was live with you, and
Brett texted me. I'll watch so I can translate.
Yeah,
it's my guy.
I know Joe. He's been in every pre-draft presser for the Ravens, even though he's been assistant GM, director of personnel. He's in the draft presser. The way the Ravens do it, they have DaCosta, Harbaugh, and Ortiz every year. And so I know what Joe's like. I know, obviously, learning from EDC is not going to be the exact same, but I know what he likes and what he doesn't, what he says and what he doesn't. He says way more than Eric DaCosta does in terms of their plans. But from what he said, alluding to it, if they were to trade back, obviously this would be the case, but I think they really like Byron Murphy. And I texted you, I said, what did I say? Like something before I said, they really like Byron. I said something else before that, but I don't remember what it was.
If I can scroll through all our texts, this was literally 2 days ago, but it's probably a few scrolls up, but no, I've been on this for about probably 4 weeks that they're going to like Byron at 11 if they move down.
I said Bowers is definitely an option at 5, and Byron is an option. So
listen, it would have been an easy pick regardless. If Rome's here, like they're gonna have they have to take him, and I think they will. He'd be the best player on the board.
Sticking at 5 and taking Malik or trading back with Rome. I assume you like the trade back with Rome better.
Brother,
yeah.
I would be You remember when we picked? You remember when they got Slater at 13 in the dorms? You remember that reaction?
Yeah.
You have it on video. Crank that up.
I do.
Crank that up. And that's the reaction in Detroit in the 30 degree weather. I'm gonna be in jeans, bro. I'm gonna be so warm and turned up if this happens.
Yeah, I gotta figure out what I'm wearing because it's gonna be pretty chilly and pretty windy.
We gotta pack light, brother. That's the problem. All right, yeah. Broncos at 12. What are we doing?
They need a few different things,
that roster's awful.
Yeah, I don't think they take a quarterback here. I think if they were to, they would trade into round one and grab one, presumably Knicks. But I don't think they go with one here. I think they should take a corner or maybe a D tackle, but
gotta be corner.
Yeah, I think here corner makes more sense.
So it's Arnold. It's the GM's not corner one off the board. It'll be Arnold or it'll be Quinion. I think they're gonna go back to the Bama well with Arnold.
Yeah, I think Terrien makes the most sense.
Two feisty corners, him and PS2. God, that's terrifying, dude. Oh my goodness. No, it makes a lot of sense though. Again, they listen. Here's my. No, I'll wait on this take, but I do think Arnold at 12. And they dip back into the Bama well corner, had a lot of success obviously with PS2 like I talked about. And they go back to the well, they get Terrien here at 11, which again I hate it because I don't want to see him twice a year. Him and PS2, it's probably one of the best corner duos in the league, if not the best, in week one. But again, makes a lot of sense there for them. The Raiders at 13, man, they can do a lot of, I mean, they could go, so Liz, I don't know what you're thinking. What I'm thinking is they can go Mike. They can go any of the corners. They can go any of the offensive linemen because they're not pigeonholed now. Like, they could take Olu and move him to right tackle. I'd prefer if they didn't. It's just because Colton Miller's at left tackle. But again, they could take any of the guys available and play them on the offensive line kind of anywhere. This on the center this offseason too. But you're not taking a center here. They're not taking anyone on the defensive line. Obviously, other than Max, signed Christian Wilkins. They got Tyree Wilson, who they picked at 7 last year. That kind of rules out Turner and Verse. It rules out Murphy and Newton. So you're looking at the names would be DeJean. It's not voice crack. DeJean Mitchell. So Cooper DeJean, Quinion Mitchell, Khalid McKinstry, and Nate Wiggins. And then you've got on the offense, you got Troy Fatanu, Olu Fashanu, JC Latham. I think they're going to lean Quinion here because I think he's a second corner off the board when it comes to draft day. B, he's a Senior Bowl guy. And Tom Telesco, go back to the charge. He loves Senior Bowl. I mean, Justin Herbert, Zion Johnson, even going a little bit further back. Corey Leggett, another Senior Bowl guy who he loved. Taking a lot of Senior Bowl guys. I mean, Trey Pipkins, a lot of Senior Bowl guys in his day. He's taken with premium capital, whether it be first, second, third round picks. So Eileen Quinion here, they could take Mike. Oh, quarterback, real quick. Here's my, if the Broncos look at a quarterback at 72, they're taking Spencer Rattler in the third round, or they're trading up in the second to get Spencer Rattler. There's my take. I was waiting on it, but that's my take. I wanted to make sure I got it out before we made this pick.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm telling you right now, Rattler, 100%.
No, I think Rattler's going higher than people think. He's been getting a lot of buzz because of how early the rest of the class above him is going to go. He's going to be a hotter commodity than he normally would be. I really like Quinion here. That's what I would do. And I honestly think that's what they're going to do under new regime there.
I'm going to call it a temporary regime because I don't know. I don't think this is going to last long. I think they're going to suck this year. And they're going to fire AP, and they're going to get rid of Tom. Tom is an easily fireable GM, and AP is like – I don't think – Mark Davis didn't want to hire Antonio Pierce, but when your all-pro defensive player of the year candidate Ed Rusher says, hey, I don't want to play for you if you don't hire AP, because they should have hired Rich Bisaccia 2 years ago, and they didn't, and they totally screwed up. And I think they knew that, so they hired AP. But I don't think this is going to be longer than a 2-year ordeal. But again, Quinion here makes a lot of sense. Senior Bowl guy, elite tester, all that stuff. It screams Tom Telesco pick. So I like Quinion here.
Yeah. I mean, Quinion, really solid pick there. I think it's about his range, too. I think that's a good value pick. And we'll roll with back to back corners to start the corner. Selections.
It ain't gonna continue at 14. Cause this is gonna be Olufoshanu. It's easy. This was an easy one.
Yeah, I mean, with how the Saints O line is shaking out, with their swing and miss of Penning, which
I could have told you that was gonna. I told you that. Yeah. He's a third rounder. He's terrible.
Dude, the Ravens had an all time first round taking Kyle Hamilton and Tyler Linderbaum, two All Pros. I was not as happy on either of those picks as I was when Trevor Penning went off the board to
that's
the Saints.
How, dude, that's how I was like, I was not thrilled about the Zion Johnson pick, but I was like, I was more happy that it just wasn't Trevor Penning. I was so happy. Yeah. See, that dude sucks.
No, I mean, that's harsh, I never,
he's terrible.
Yeah, he is. You can say that on the pod.
I'm going to. He sucks. He was terrible. He's terrible prospect.
Right. Just say it with my chest. Not a lot really made sense with that pick. If it was me, probably would have been maybe a third rounder, but hasn't worked out for him. So tackles definitely has to be the choice here, I think, for them. You look at the options, and Olu or Fatanu would be my guess. I don't know who they have ranked higher. Oh, we can roll with
just
Olu.
Just get the left tackle. Get the left tackle. Take Olu.
Right.
Colts at 15. Go ahead.
Are we hopping back on the corner train?
Can Chris Ballard stay away from a freak athlete white corner? Can Chris Ballard stay away from a freak athlete white guy? Can he? Because I don't think he can.
Signs point to unlikely.
Thank you. Chris Ballard and the nine and a half higher RAS white guys. I mean, that's like a moth to a flame, brother. It took Alec Pierce. I hadn't worked out, but he loves him. He loves him.
Yeah.
Loved Quentin Nelson. Granted, everyone did, but like, you get what I'm saying. Cooper DeJean just screams Chris Ballard. Also, I mean, the guy's gonna thrive with the new punt return format. Punt return, I call it punt return, kick return format. Just given, again, like the way that it's basically gonna be a punt. And Cooper DeJean was, I said it a couple weeks ago, was the best offensive player on the field for Iowa when. They had, I mean, granted, the offense was terrible, but like, he was the best offensive player on the field whenever he got the ball in his hands. So I think DeJean at 15 makes a lot of sense for them. And I think Ballard would pull this trigger too. And Nate Wiggins is a thought because Nate Wiggins is a great athlete too. I just think that the brand of football that Chris Ballard likes to play, physical, technically sound, hard-nosed, DeJean fits that mold a lot better than Wiggins does. And Wiggins could easily be the best cover corner in the entire class when it's all said and done, and I wouldn't bat an eye. And he plays hard. It's just he's not a good tackler. He's small. He's not a good tackler. So I think they're going to like DeJean better.
Yeah, let's roll with DeJean there. I like that pick as well.
It's going to be corner unless Bowers is here, and he's not going to be. Because I'll tell you what, if Bowers would have been on the board at 11 with Rome, they're taking Bowers over Rome. The Chargers would. So I don't think Bowers is getting past like 11, 10, 11. So he's not going to be in there for 15. And they're taking a corner. Like I would write in Sharpie. Corner to the Colts, pick one, but it's gonna be corner. They swung and missed on Snead. They had him,
right?
And then the Titans got him. I mean, they had him, so they're taking a corner at 15, 100%. Book it.
Yeah. Yep. DeJean there in this case. Moving to 16, Seahawks need a few things. I'm leaning IOL here.
It's screaming at you. It's screaming at you.
With the top corners gone, I'm leaning in
Iowa.
They
don't even need a corner, though. They really don't need a corner.
They don't need one. They need a slot corner.
Right.
But I don't think you do that here. So that's, a later pick.
Your boy is staring you right in the face.
He is. The thing that I'm having a little trouble with is they do have two tackles who they've gotten recently.
I will say. Both of them have had injury problems, though. Both of them have been injury prone. Abe Lucas specifically at right tackle, but him right. and Charles Cross have both had injury problems because they're lighter players.
Do I go with Barton or Fatanu?
I think it's Troy. I think Troy plays better tackle than Graham does in the NFL level.
Yeah.
It's also a low moving cost.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
I really like that. I know they're gonna have extra intel on him as well. So
I was about to say, because Ryan Grubb's there, like yeah. It makes way too much sense. It's gonna be Troy.
Yep.
He's also just gonna be objectively, he's gonna be higher on boards than Barton is. I love Graham Barton. I know you love him more than I do. We both are super high on Graham. You have Graham at 21, I have him at 22. You have Fatanu at 10, I have Fatanu at... I have him at 12. I actually copied Cooper Jean's name over him. You have him at 10, I have him at 12. He's just going to be higher on boards, I think, than Barton is.
Yeah, I think so as well. Tackles are such a valuable position in this day and age of football, and I think Troy plays a really good tackle and can play at guard depending on, you know, if you need it or whatever, but I think he's going to go to tackle and be pretty successful there.
Barton here?
Yeah.
Okay, I was about to say, Barton here. Barton goes here.
Because they need it, and it just makes too much sense.
Right, well, he's bulky, likes the athletes. I think Barton's final RS score is like a 9.91. Elite athlete, obviously. They could use a guard or a center. They can probably just play him wherever they think he's best fit and get their best five out there, based upon like what they have, what he can do. So I think Barton, and he can probably even slide a tackle for you if you need him to in an emergency. So I like to fit there a lot, get the offensive line better. This might be easy too. They just take one of the defensive linemen.
Yeah.
Because I don't think they take a tackle. What? We haven't talked about this. Can we? Do you think Latham goes here? Who's their right tackle? You would know better than I would with the Bengals.
Yeah, I looked yesterday. I forgot. I think they could go tackle, but I know they just took a Bama tackle not too long ago in Jonah Williams.
It was Jonah. He's not there anymore.
Yeah, and that didn't pan out for him. So I think
They signed Trent Brown.
That's right. To play but, right.
I mean.
Right. Brother. Yeah, you can easily draft a tackle.
Right, and you could even play Latham inside at guard. I know they have Alex Kappa at right guard. They could move him to left guard or move JC. They could put JC at guard. I think like the NFL loves JC Latham, and I don't think he's gonna last this long. And I genuinely think like the Bengals have to. Orlando Brown wasn't great last year at left tackle either. Like, they need to get the offensive line better.
Right.
They still have – I mean, they signed Sheldon Rankins. They have B.J. Hill. So, like, I think they can get away with not taking an IDL here and take a tackle.
Yeah, I agree. I think they would be fine here taking a tackle.
So, Latham?
Yeah, we'll go Latham.
This just pains because, me to take Latham at 18. God, he's
I think
not
he's
that good.
Going to go higher than Mims, but I wouldn't be shocked if Mims went first. But we'll go Latham here.
I do think, and I mean, I just know the NFL loves J.C. Latham a lot. So I think he's going to go ahead of Mims. I wouldn't take him ahead of Mims, but that's what the NFL would do. So Rams, which D tackle do they like better?
I'm going to go with Byron.
I just think he's the first one taken.
Yeah.
I just think he's the first one taken.
Yeah,
is there any other way they could go here? I don't think there is. I think they got to go defensive line.
I don't think there is.
They could go corner. But I just that defense thrives with two guys in the middle, and they don't have another every down player next to Kobe Turner, who's a rookie.
Right. Yeah.
It's probably Byron Murphy.
Yeah, I think Byron has to be the pick for them.
I want to kind of cover our asses here. Just want to say, the Rams haven't made a first round pick since they took Jared Goff. So if we're wrong, don't sue us. That's not our fault.
Yeah.
I have no idea what they're going to do in the first round. Literally no idea.
Yeah.
Although.
It'll be fun to see, but.
Johnny Newton, injured player. Just saying. No, that's going to be Byron. Byron's the first. But the NFL likes Byron Murphy a lot more than Jerzon Newton. I know that for a fact. 20. Steelers. Need a receiver. We're going to go with Xavier Worthy at 20.
Yes,
player
please.
You hate to a team you hate. No, what are they doing here at 20, you think?
I think they could go Brian Thomas Jr. I also think the NFL is lower on Brian Thomas Jr. than
they are.
People are saying.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if he's going to go this early. I also know Pittsburgh loves the trenches, and they need some help. So I'm thinking
there's not a unless you're taking JPJ, there's not an offensive lineman that's going here.
Right. It was going to be JPJ. Okay. I'm going to throw it out there. I know we've talked about it, that there are definitely, some may say, a front runner for a Brandon Ayuk trade, in which would shake this up. But we're not going to do that today.
No, let's do it. Let's do it.
You think?
Real. Let's do it. Yeah, let's do it. Let's shake it up, dude. There's going to be more trades than this. We haven't done many, so let's do it here. Straight up Ayuk for 20.
We have not done the Ayuk trade on the pod.
We haven't. So let's just do it now.
The package that I came up with is,
I think I got to pull up the notes.
Right. I got these trade scenarios down, so in case they happen, I had it down first. Now, if this gets into a bidding war, then obviously that'll drive up the price, which I think there might be a couple teams, Bills, Ravens, interested as well. But the Steelers have a 20th pick, and that is the most attractive piece that can be offered between those three teams. So I think it's 20 and 84 for 31 and Ayuk. If
31?
Not.
Mm-mm. No way.
No. 20 and 63? 51. 20 and 51 for 31 and Brandon.
Mm-mm.
That values him as like a 33rd pick. You don't think they would do that?
No, I don't think they would. I don't think that the Niners are going to trade 31 and Ayuk. 63 they will. I think 63, yeah. 20 and 84 for 63 and Ayuk makes a lot more sense to me.
That still
values Ayuk as like a roughly a late first. I cannot see the Niners moving Ayuk and 31 and only getting 20 in a 2 in return.
Okay.
I just don't see it.
We can do 63 instead. Probably drop it to 98 going back.
84 is fine either way.
Okay.
Yeah, let's do 84. Okay. So 20 and 84 in exchange for 63 and Ayuk. That makes a lot more. That still values Ayuk about the same. They're not trading Ayuk and a first round pick. It's just not going to happen, I don't think. So is this a receiver then for San Francisco?
Yes, they're going to take a receiver.
Is it AD or I think it's BTJ. He's a good blocker. And I think I don't think they're going to like AD. I don't know.
I think it's BTJ. Byron.
Okay, BTJ at 20. I like that a lot. Let me just try and clean up the dock a little bit. What we got here? All right, let me get BTJ in. So I do like that. It's realistic. I think he's getting dealt on draft night, 100%. So I'm with you there.
Yeah, I mean, they can't pay him. They paid Kittle, CMC, and Debo.
Yeah.
You can't pay him.
Yeah, no, I agree with you, 100%. This is JPJ then at 21. Well, I don't know. The NFL is apparently lower on JPJ than the media is. But they're not. I don't think they're taking a tackle here is the thing. So, like, what do you think? What do you think the Dolphins do? I mean, Nate Wiggins is a real option for them, I think.
Yeah. I don't know. I think.
No, that's not Kendra Fuller. I'm lying. We did this 2 weeks ago. They signed Fuller. They like Kader Kohu a lot in the slot. He's a good player. They still have Jalen. They're not as much as they love to get the speed, they're not taking Wiggins here.
Do we do JPJ?
Yeah, let's go JPJ. I think those might be lies.
I think that would be probably the best option for him in the first round would be Miami.
No, I don't think you're wrong there either. 21 goes JPJ. Eagles. Are they taking a corner? Oh no, they're gonna take Dallas Turner because an edge hasn't gone yet.
Well, we had Latu, but yeah.
Right, an edge hasn't gone since 8. They're Hallie would take Dallas here.
Yeah, I mean it's tough with Sweat and Huff. I don't think that rules out just with
and
how
Nolan
much they
Smith,
rotate.
Who hasn't seen the field?
Right.
No, can we do corner instead? What do you think? Okay, let's just.
They need a corner.
They so badly need one.
I don't know if he does, but I feel like he's forced to this year.
I think his hand is forced 100%.
Yeah. Let's do corner.
They just paid Smitty. They have AJ. People think AJ's getting traded. I don't buy that at all. They can also just get a wide receiver 3 in round 2. There are good enough receivers to take in round 2 to get a wide receiver 3. So, and they can also just go sign Tyler Boyd and have draft a receiver at 63 or 60 whatever and call it a day.
Yeah, I mean, Tyler Boyd's a fine receiver.
Oh, no, they have 50. So. They only have 50. They can definitely get a good receiver at 50. Okay. So is it Nate or is it Kool-Aid?
Go with Nate.
You go with Nate?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll go Nate. Well, I think we did this a couple weeks ago, but I like Wiggins there.
Yeah.
The Bills are on the phone with Joe Ortiz. They have to get a receiver. What's the value here? Remember, Ortiz ain't just doing fair value. He's going to do a little more.
What? So the Bills are coming up for a receiver.
They can't not. Because Dallas is taking 124.
It would be for Mitchell.
Yeah, 100% be for A.D. Mitchell. Because I think Joe would trade out of 23, 100% go to 28.
You're looking at... Hold up, let me pull up.
Because there's a guy he's gonna like that they can get 28. I clicked this up last night in bed.
You're looking at either next year's second or it's tough with the picks they have because they have 60 and then they don't have another one until 128, which why do you have 8 picks from 128 on?
So it's a 100-point difference.
Right, which is pick 100.
No, it would probably be 60, and that probably gets it done.
You think straight up it would be 60?
Maybe 60 in like a 3 next year. Because they have Minnesota's 2 and their own 2 next year. Can you go like a 3? It's up to you. Whatever you think.
Are you just giving up 23?
Mm-hmm. Or do you think 28 and 60 get it done? I think 28 and 60 get it done, personally.
Yeah, I don't know if Buffalo would do that though.
Or don't take a receiver. I mean, run it next year with Khalil Shakir's wide receiver 1. Go for it. Have fun.
Right.
They have no leverage. That's the problem. Like these trade value charts aren't like so the Chargers are gonna gain 200 additional points. Seems fair. That nets out to pick 78, which I mean Buffalo's gonna have to deal with that. They don't have a choice. If you want the Chargers to give up like a 4 next year, that's fine. Or a 5. I just don't think Joe would do it. I think Joe would sit there and say kick rocks.
I give up like 181 and let's do it.
Or hear me out, you can go 110 they got from Chicago and they get a 3 next year from Buffalo.
In addition to 60?
Mm-hmm. Or they get a 4 next year. And they give up not 110. They give up 140.
I don't know if the Bills do that.
So just want to throw them 181 because they have 2/7.
Yeah. 140. Probably.
That's fine.
Yeah, we'll do that 28 and 60.
Or 23
and 181.
181 or 140?
Can do 140.
Okay. All right. Yeah, the Bills are taking AD Mitchell. Because they have to. Because Dallas will take him at 24. And the Eagles, I don't know if the Eagles would move down. The Dolphins certainly are. I don't know if Howie's really interested in moving down from 22.
Yeah, I don't think he is. I do not love Donovan Mitchell myself, but
the NFL loves him, dude.
He's the next receiver up. So
the character, listen, the character questions aside, the NFL loves the guy. So right, and I get right. it. He's got crazy ability and talent. So I get it.
Yeah. All right. So 23.
Yep.
We went with the Bills
to 23, and they're taking AD. So we got the Cowboys at 24, who just got sniped. It's probably okay because they can just take a receiver in round two. They're probably okay with not getting one in round one. They would have taken AD here 100%. They like the Texas guys too. They get a close eye on them. So, and they don't care at all about character questions one bit. So
right,
that's kind of the other thing. But I think you're probably looking at a corner, or I mean, they could take an edge rusher. They do like to stockpile guys. What's their edge chart looking like? Their depth chart.
I'm not sure. Yeah, I mean,
what are you thinking here? While I look, what are you thinking here?
I think it could be edge. I know they have other needs that are more pressing than that. I would go Newton.
He ain't gonna go.
But I don't.
They drafted Mozzie what 2 years ago?
Yeah.
No, last year they drafted him last year. They've got a great front seven. They don't even need to take a. Does a linebacker go here? Let me just ask, because I wouldn't take one, but does a linebacker go here? Because they could take one. They could need one. Jerry tends to. They don't usually reach on the board like that. Will McDonald doesn't do that. So
I definitely think there's a shot Peyton goes in the first, because you know, because some teams just need linebackers. But
that's what I'm saying.
I don't know if he does that. I could see him, if they don't opt to go edge, I could see him going.
They could use a corner.
They could.
They could take a corner here.
Could also see him loving like a Keon Coleman.
God, talk about reaching down the board.
Yeah, it would. It would be a little bit of a reach, but I wouldn't be too shocked.
I could also just take Mims. Terrence Steele's not been good.
Right.
To put it lightly. I hate to say it about the Red Raider, but he's not been good.
Right, yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. It's up to you. I'm gonna let you pull the trigger on this one. But it could be a lot of things with the way the board's fallen for them.
Yeah.
Can I throw a name at you real quick? See what you think. Jordan Morgan.
Thought about it. I definitely think it could end up being a first rounder.
I just know if it's 24. I think you're not wrong on Keon Coleman, though. They want a receiver, and they need a guy like that. But it just linebacker, linebacker. This is the one that's like really stumping, I think. Because the next one's probably pretty easy.
Well, yeah, I think this last quarter collectively, though.
It's hard,
it's really hard to mock for.
A lot of variation.
Either Peyton or Mims.
I think we're getting a linebacker in round one. We always do.
You're gonna roll with it?
Yeah, this is where it's gonna get hot. But again, like it's gonna, there's someone's taking him. Or Edgerrin Cooper, which I wouldn't do, but so I think someone's gonna take Peyton Wilson early. And it would be the Cowboys.
I think he could go in the first. So.
Because they've taken guys with medical question marks in the past. So I think Peyton Wilson can go there.
Yeah, I like that.
Packers, is this Mims, we think?
Yeah, this is Mims.
Okay. I was going to say, because they need a tackle. They just need an offensive lineman horrendously bad.
Right.
Bucks. Bucks at 26. This could be an edge rusher or a corner, but it's probably one of those two. It's probably Turner because he's still here.
Yeah, this is Turner.
Okay.
We're rolling with Turner there at 26.
This could be verse.
Yeah, this.
it gets easier when you have these guys available with the teams that need them this bad. I like that for them.
For Arizona?
Yeah, for Arizona verse. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
it just makes a lot of sense.
Their roster's not good enough to where they can pick and choose. They have to take BPA.
Right, and he's not BPA for me, but he's almost BPA for me, I guess. Yeah. He's close. So that gives the Chargers at 28, and they're going to pick between Johnny or Kool-Aid. We think
Johnny or Sanders still.
I mean, I don't have a problem taking Mikey here. I would do
Johnny.
I would too. I think they can get a decent corner at 37.
Right.
That said, I think the drop offs from the next outside corner and Kool-Aid is great, but I think they would probably prioritize Johnny.
What I'm thinking.
You think they would?
Yeah, I mean, based off what he said, leaned a little more towards Byron, but I definitely leaned towards IDL. So that includes Johnny. I just think they might like Byron better. But at 28, I mean, you got to go with it.
Do you think they value, like, I know we've talked about that. The NFL doesn't really value Johnny is like a, it's at 28. So I think you're right. I think it's probably semantics at this point. So,
right.
I think it's probably going to be Johnny here. Cause they could still get Mikey at like, they can maybe get Mikey at 37. They could also just take, I mean, there's other corners going to be available. Rake Straw. Yeah. Kyrie Jackson's well liked around the league, so I think you're right. It's probably Johnny here.
Yeah, we'll go with that. Odunze and Johnny with two tradebacks.
I'm buying two jerseys that night. It's happening.
Crazy.
It's a poor financial choice, but okay.
Well, you're gonna have to replace, you know, those Herbert jerseys once he goes to the Vikings.
So. Yeah, CTESPN living up to the billing on the name, brother. I'll tell you that.
I'm having fun with his tweets. Good content.
Good? I don't know if I call it good content. I'd call it content.
Inaccurate content. Call it polarizing. But it gets the views.
Let's call it polarizing. Yeah,
right. not accurate by any means, but
no.
Four picks left. Lions are up here with some incredible new uniforms. If I'm a player getting drafted by the Lions,
dude, the blue helmet, black jersey, blue
incredible.
Pants. Woo! That's
and
hot.
The fact that they're like, even with the silver helmets, their face masks blue now instead of the matching silver. It's way better.
My uniform is sexy. The blue black blue. Oh my goodness.
They better like have some like models of it since it's in Detroit. At the draft, they better have some. Like,
they are gonna 100% have it.
I would hope so, but 100%. We'll see.
It'll take a lot of me. If the Chargers have no picks that I like on the first two days that they're there, I might just buy a Jahmyr Gibbs alternate black uni because like he's on my dynasty team. So like
he's got to switch to one though. He's got to switch to one.
I thought he was.
Oh, is he?
I thought he. Maybe not. I don't know. 26 is clean though.
Yeah, it is.
So Kool-Aid,
Zach
Frazier.
No, I think they wait on O-line. Let's go Kool-Aid.
Okay, I'm with you.
I think they wait.
All right, you have an internal battle here, brother. Because there's a player we talked about before we hit record. There's a player we talked about for the Ravens at 30 who you said it could happen. I 100% agree with you, but your favorite player of the draft is sitting here as well. And if it's a need, so it's whatever you think Eric would do.
Right.
Break it down for me.
Obviously, a lot of needs. I think in this scenario, you could trade back a few spots, but I want to make a pick for him. So I'm going to stick here. I don't know if they decide to go with tackle, but I think it's a real option. You look at what tackles are still available for us.
It's Guyton, Kingsley, Morgan. Ooh, right. Jordan Morgan. You see these from how they're bored.
Yeah, I didn't think they like Morgan. I don't know how they feel about Troy Franklin. In terms of receivers, they may think about Keon there. I think you probably think about Mike Sanders still as well. But with having a good secondary, I'd say, you need a corner, preferably outside, but I don't think you go with a corner I'm mainly inside corner here. So I'm trying to break it down. I don't think they're going to go with receiver in this case.
As much as we both love Mikey, and I would love him on the Ravens because I'd get to cheer for him.
Like, it's hard for me to do.
It's hard when he's a slot corner only, and they've got the best slot defender in football, right? Like, you're probably not moving Kyle to like a pure safety role. It's just you use his skill set the best you can, like in the slot and as like a box safety. So like, yeah, taking Mikey would be awesome, but what role is he filling for you at that point?
Right, and I think it's more of a luxury pick when they have just a few too many needs to do that. It's not what I would do, but I think with this board, if they were to stick and pick, it's probably Jordan Morgan.
Okay. I mean, it terrifies me him playing him at tackle, but he slots in at guard right away, right, and replaces John Simpson, so I'm with it.
Right, you could start him at guard, right guard.
Is that your thought process too? Is he just replaces Simpson?
Okay. He would probably start at right guard week one. Okay.
I like that a lot better. I like that a lot better than playing him at tackle. Pressure rate in college wasn't great on true pass sets, and I just don't think he's big enough to be a tackle.
Agreed. I think now in camp they may have him get reps at tackle and guard, but I think ultimately he's going to land at guard. With obviously tackle potential, but I think he's a better guard.
Okay. Steelers are at 31. Sorry, wrong. The Niners are at 31. Still, I think this is Zach Frazier.
Yeah,
I think it's pretty easy, Frazier. They could take Mikey. I just feel like they're going to prioritize taking Frazier and getting the offensive line better because they still have solid corners. Like, I think they need to get better on the offensive line, though.
For sure. Yeah. People overlook Frazier there a lot.
I'm not going to say bad, but people overlook how needy that offensive line is to get better. So I'll go Frazier here for the Niners.
Oh, for the.
Yeah, Niners are still on the board because we didn't send 31 over. We sent 63.
Right. That's right. I can't believe
I had to talk you into not giving the Steelers a better pick. How do I have to talk you into that?
You know, I try to come up with things, but I also have seen some things on Twitter.
Concerned about your well-being. I'm trying to get the Steelers a first-round pick.
Unfortunately.
And Ayuk.
Unfortunately, I am on Steelers Twitter. I'm on the tip of the iceberg on the Steelers.
Would you
Twitter.
Get it because you get all the Ravens fans like engaging and trolling with Twitter? Yeah. I get the same thing.
So I know a little bit about what they're thinking, but not too much. So final pick here that we have in the draft. Not a great board, but I think
this is a great 32, board. There's one player who I hate that they're gonna get.
Yeah, if I'm picking 32, it's good enough. There's a few options they could go, but I just think it has to be receiver in this case.
Rashee Rice is not playing football again, at least for 2 years.
I don't know.
There's no way he's playing in this year. There's no way, right? Like,
but we've seen guys do it before and only are suspended 6 games or whatever.
I'm sorry. I know he didn't kill anybody like Henry Ruggs did, and Henry Ruggs is absolutely serving time like he should. But Rashee Rice could have. So you're telling me that because he didn't kill anybody, he gets to play. But if he did kill somebody, he's done out of the league. There has to be middle ground. There has to be. Yeah. I mean, it cannot be one or the other. There has to be a middle ground. I don't think he's playing football this year. He shouldn't at all.
Yeah, at least early on, I don't think. We'll see what the ruling ends up being, but still investigating that. So
they gotta get a receiver either way. Either way, they need a receiver.
Right, and I think it's between Troy and Ladd. And honestly, with how much they liked Zay and they tried to trade up to get Zay, I wonder if it's Ladd.
I mean, it certainly makes sense.
Just because he's more like Zay.
Well, the question becomes, do they want a guy who's more like MVS, which is a terrible comp for Troy? Do they want, like... Ooh, here's a good one. Do they want, like, a Will Fuller? Or do they want a Zay? Or like a Jordan Addison? That's who I think Ladd is a lot more like is Addison than Zay. I think he's a Jordan Addison. Like, that's my comp is Jordan Addison because they were ranked pretty similarly as, like, just pure grades for me. Do they want a Zay or, sorry, an Addison, or do they want a Will Fuller?
Yeah.
And I don't really know. Because right. Who's currently on the team? Like, other than Rasheed Rice, who's still on that team? Because MVS is not.
Who was that guy they drafted?
Sky Moore. He's yep. terrible.
Right. Do they think about Roman Wilson too?
No, I don't think Roman goes here. I think you're right. This is Ladd. Because Justin Watson's gonna fill that role similarly like the MVS did. So I think this is gonna be Ladd. I think you're right.
All
right. And he's going to terrorize people in the slot for them. He's going to commit crimes against defensive backs. Could have been Keon Coleman, but I ultimately think they're going to like Ladd better. Just skill set right. wise. Well, maybe not. So you can pick Ladd or Keon. Ladd or Keon.
I'm going to go with Ladd.
Okay.
I think it's going to be Ladd in this case.
Okay. That's fine. Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with it. It's good with
me. All right, well, does it. 32 picks this time for the 6th week in a row. The final mock that we'll have on the pod this time around.
Do we want to do a pick for crafts and giggles? We want to do a pick for Panthers?
Yeah, we can get one in.
Keon Coleman. Easy. Emmer Troy Franklin. Yeah, I mean,
it's
on.
One of them. So
they would have preferred Ladd because he fits. Bryce's skill set the best of being an underneath right. thrower, but I think Troy can still do that though. I think Troy's probably their pick there.
Yeah, I mean it's a receiver, no doubt. I don't know which one, but yeah, I know we didn't cover the teams that don't have first round picks, the Browns for one. You know, we didn't really cover them as much just because we did a 2-round mock last week or 2 weeks ago, but for the most part, we just stick to 1-rounders to prevent it from being like a all-day episode. But right. I think for the most part, I thought this one was a little different than the ones we've done in the past. But I thought we did a pretty good job of, mixing what we've been hearing to what we think is going to happen from teams that really haven't said much. So that'll do it for us today.
Well, couple things. Let's do a recap. And then I want to ask you, let's do this first. Actually, we'll go recap, and then I want to ask you, I'll give you some time to think about it. What is your non-top 7 pick you're most confident in? Sorry, for non-top 10 pick you're most confident in? And then where do you think we just totally, like, we're going to look back at this and be like, man, what do we do here? And then do you think we had enough trades? I think no. But we'll do a recap. So I'll take the first. We'll just go in groups of 8. It's easy. Caleb Williams at 1 to the Bears. Jaden Daniels at 2 to the Commanders. Drake May at 3 to the Patriots. Marvin Harrison Jr. to the Cardinals at 5. Or sorry, at 4. Minnesota Vikings trade up with the Chargers. They give up 11, 23 and a first next year for 5 and a third next year. Take JJ McCarthy at 5. Malik Nabers goes at 6 to the Giants. Joe Alt at 7 to the Titans. And Leatu Latu, edge rusher out of UCLA, goes at 8 to the Falcons.
Then at 9, we have Tuisi Fuanga from Oregon State, tackle, going to the Bears. At 10, we have tight end Brock Bowers from Georgia going to the Jets. 11, with the Chargers pick, they stay there. They don't decide to trade up, and they go with Roma Dunze, wide receiver from Washington. At 12, we have Terry Arnold, corner from Bama, going to the Broncos. 13, Quinyon Mitchell, another corner from Toledo, going to the Raiders. 14, Olu Fashanu, left tackle, going to the Saints. 15, Cooper DeJean from Iowa, corner, going to the Colts. And then 16, Troy Fitanu, going to the Seahawks.
Next up, we've got Graham Barton at 17 to the Jags. Offensive lineman from Duke. J.C. Latham, tackle, going to the Bengals at 18. Byron Murphy, the second defensive lineman, going to the Rams at 19. wide receiver Brian Thomas Jr. going to the San Francisco 49ers at 20 in a trade where they sent Brandon Ayuk and 63 to the Steelers in exchange for we pull up my trades here because I can believe I can do them. In exchange for we did 20 and 84. Yep. So they replaced Brandon Ayuk with Brian Thomas Jr. 21. The Dolphins take center Jackson Powers Johnson from Oregon. Nate Wiggins, corner from Clemson, goes at 22 to the Eagles. Adonai Mitchell, receiver at Texas, goes to 23 to the Buffalo Bills, who trade up with the Chargers in exchange for 60. And then they'll also get 140 in return there. Peyton Wilson, linebacker from NC State, goes at 24 to the Cowboys.
And then to round it out at 25, we had Amarius Mims, tackle from Georgia, going to the Packers. At 26, we had Dallas Turner, the edge from Bama, going to the Bucks. 27, another edge in Jared Verse, going from Florida State to the Cardinals. At 28, we had Jerzon Newton, defensive tackle from Illinois, going to the Chargers. 29, we had Kool-Aid McKinstry, corner from Bama, going to the Lions. At 30, we had guard or tackle, Jordan Morgan from Arizona, going to the Ravens. At 31, we had Zach Frazier, the center from West Virginia, going to the Niners. And at 32, to round it out, we had Ladd McConkey, wide receiver from Georgia, going to the Chiefs. And then at 33, we had a receiver, we'll say Troy Franklin, going to the Panthers.
Of course. All right. Non-top 10 pick you're most confident in. What do you got?
I'm going to go with Olu to the Saints.
Okay. I mean, I'll give you the grouping of 13 through 15. I think we nailed that. 13 through 15, I think we nailed that. Of Quinyon, Fashanu, Dejean. I'll give you a back 20 pick. I'm really confident in Kool-Aid going to the Lions. I'm really confident in that.
I like that. Yeah.
I think corner's gonna get pushed on the board a little bit like he did. And I think that they need a corner. B, I just think given again the talent ahead of him, he'll get pushed down the board a little bit. I'm confident in that pick at 29. I'll give you another one. A little higher. If I had to pick between two, I'm gonna go Quinyon at 13. I'm confident in that. I know we didn't get Mike in the first round. It just didn't shake out that way. I didn't know there's a team that would move up. I think you're probably looking at it's a better opportunity to go up overnight. Meaning like, hey, let's call the Panthers at 33 and see if we can jump from, you know, middle of the second round and go get him. I think that's a little more likely. I don't think teams value the fifth round and the fifth year option like people talk about it. And then what do you think we went totally awry? Like what's your pick? We're gonna look back on and be like, man, we're idiots. What are we doing here? And you can't use a top 10 pick. Also can't use the IU trade.
I'm gonna go Dallas Turner to the Bucks.
Yeah. Fair.
I just think he could go.
He's gone by then.
Yeah, I think he could go a bit earlier, and we'll see.
Enough. Okay. Well, that'll be on the mocks. Now we're done. I guess I'll give mine real quick. I'll go JPJ at 21 because he could just easily not go in the first like 50 picks with the injuries and devalued center. Not go in the top 50 picks potentially. I mean, Creed Humphrey was an elite center prospect and got picked at like 63, so that's an option. That'll do it though. That is the last mock draft you guys are gonna get for us, probably for a while, obviously until next draft season, but I can't promise anything for next year. I know I said we do at least one mock. I'll stick to that. It will not be as informed as this one. Definitely a little bit sad, for sure. Bittersweet. Draft is in 5 days. Probably 4 years listening to this on Monday. So it's been a hell of a ride this year. It's been a hell of a draft process. Been a really, really fun. Just a really fun cycle this year. Been unique that I've kind of started this back in like December when the Chargers sucked and Justin Herbert got hurt and had the finger surgery and was done for the year. But yeah, man, it's been a blast. I've had a really good time doing this with you. really good time doing this on the pod, putting in the work for it, and find a lot of joy in doing it. So appreciate you guys for tuning in and for following us along the draft process. And you got more draft content coming. The last mock we'll do. Yeah, man, definitely, like I said, bittersweet. But super pumped that we're almost here. And yeah, man, it's been an awesome process.
Yeah, it has. I mean, looking forward a lot. You know, we do all this for the next 7 days or so. So it'll be fun to get to it and finally, you know, see what actually is going to happen and not mock anything anymore. But I know that it's been a lot of fun doing all these, and we got about 8-9 days left of coverage before that's it for this year. So stay tuned in for the next week or so, because we're gonna have a lot of episodes coming out.
Yeah.
Starting with this Wednesday, we'll have one come out kind of like a draft preview episode. It won't have any mock or pick prediction parts, but it'll be some, you know, player predictions and stuff like that.
The only way you're getting another mock this year is if there's an actual trade, like an actual big time trade in the first round.
Right.
Yeah, trade, we won't redo. If the Vikings move up, we will redo the mock. We will do another one, an emergency mock, and put it out for you guys. Promise.
Yeah, like you said, we could get another one out depending on what happens, but that'll do it for us today and as of now for this year of mocks. So thank you all for tuning in. Follow us on X and Instagram at Cold Seat Podcast.
Almost said Twitter.
Yeah, I did.
Almost let like slip. I hear you.
20th time you. In a row.
I still call it Bird App, so you're fine.
Yeah.
I refer to it as Bird App like daily, so I'll never not refer to it as that.
Right. Yeah, I don't know what all we will be posting, but there'll be a lot of stuff on Twitter, so make sure to stay tuned for that. But yeah, I think that'll do it for us. Stay tuned. Like I said, episode Wednesday, episode Friday, which will be an instant reaction, maybe around 2 mock. We'll see how it goes, but we'll let you know then. So that'll do it, and we'll see you all in a few days.
See you guys then.